Welcome everyone that is joining in with us today here on Woman of Grace. Our mission is to reach those in need of hearing and receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you will, join in with me with a small prayer, please. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for you today. I pray that my words be of you and not of me, so that whoever is listening will hear you and not me. Let their hearts be opened and lifted up through grace, so your grace, God, can change their lives forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, we'll get in with the message today, and I'd like to share a message with you about the power of salvation through Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus poured out his blood for us. You know, he gave everything so that we could have everything. You know, God has given us his son to die, you know, a brutal death so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. It says in John 3:15 that Jesus came to give life and to give it more abundantly so that we could have it more abundantly. It's all laid out in a perfect plan, and it's put right in the palm of our hands. And, you know, we still lack the understanding of its power to save us from condemnation. You know, Jesus says, "I don't come to condemn, but to save." That's John 3:17. You know, we need to all come to the conclusion that we all are hell-bound without this bloodshed of Jesus Christ. There is just no other way to the kingdom of heaven without it. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." So, you know, there's just no other way to get to the Father but through Jesus. And we try to do things of our own, good works, good deeds. Those deeds and good works are not getting you into the kingdom of heaven. It is only through the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, and that you believe what he did to save you. And, you know, that's the only way into heaven. But if you hold out your hands and you look at them with your palms up, you know, you can see lines and wrinkles and skin. Excuse me. But, you know, we don't see the power of Jesus. But if you would just close your eyes and open your mind and kind of try to visualize the nails that Jesus took for you. You know, let it sink into your heart until you can, you know, feel his pain as he, you know, laid there and was being nailed to that cross so that, you know, you can live. You know, the pain, that pain has power of salvation, and it puts that power in the palms of your hands. And, you know, if you felt his pain as you open your heart with your eyes closed, then you will grasp tight to what, you know, he has done. You will seek him in all that you do. You will die with him and picking up your cross and walking daily with him. To understand the power that Jesus gives us through his death is to understand the power of eternal life. You know, we hold the power through Jesus, and, you know, nothing that comes against us will prosper. It's in Isaiah 54:17. You know, why? It's because that now he that is in you is stronger than he that is in the world. You know, and that power came to you when you received Jesus in your heart. So nothing, you know, can come against you. You know, and he that is for you, then who can be against you? Romans 8:3. It is for, you know, if God is for us, then who can be against us? So having this power through Jesus Christ saves us from hell's fire. And when you know and believe that his death was to save you, it is for everyone who will believe it. Romans 1:16. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. If God didn't love us, then why in the world, you know, would he send his son to die on a cross for us? You know, would you give your child to hang on a piece of wood, you know, for people you despise? Of course you wouldn't. You know, but God loved us, you know, so he did. He sent Jesus, and Jesus was willing. You know, God has so much love for us, and he gave, you know, he gave us Jesus. And, you know, he gave that same kind of love to Jesus, and we can receive that same kind of love through Jesus. You know, for, and the power of salvation through Jesus is in our hands. It's a gift of eternal life through Jesus. It's right there in your hands. You know, and the question is, what are you willing to do with it? You know, are you willing to grasp hold of it and live? Are you willing to receive it and live life that brings peace and joy, you know, love and forgiveness? Are you willing to receive the life that can be, you know, that can fill your ever heart's desire through Christ Jesus? Psalms 24 says, "May he give you your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed." You know, are you willing to just take hold of that power of salvation that Jesus brought to every one of us? Or are you willing to open your hands and just let that power flee from you? You know, the time is at hand, people, and the power of his salvation, you know, is now. It's now time to grasp it, you know, take hold of it, claim it as yours, you know, because I'm in Mark 1:15, it says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand." You know, you may not have tomorrow. And honestly, why put off tomorrow what can be done today? This is it's a gift. It's a free gift from God through Jesus Christ, you know, to you. So please, I'm asking you, don't open your hands and just let that power of salvation through Jesus just flee from you. Take grasp hold of it. Take a tight hold of it. You know, choose not to open your hand and to, you know, let that power go. Choose to hold tight to it. You know, don't open your hand and lose that power or to lose your life. You know, if you have heard this message today and want to receive the power of salvation through Jesus Christ, then open your mouth and, you know, confess your sins and believe in your heart that, you know, he is Lord. You know, and you shall be saved. It says that in Romans 10:9. If you just open your mouth and confess your sins and believe in your heart that he is Lord, you shall be saved. Salvation is that simple. It's that easy. You just got to open your mouth and confess and believe in your heart what he did on that cross was for you. So, but thanks for joining with me today. I pray it would, you know, be a blessing to someone out there that's listening. And I pray that you are blessed and highly favored throughout the remaining of your day. So just go and be blessed. Thanks for joining. Have a good day.